Workers at Victoria's Portland Aluminium Smelter are relieved they'll keep their jobs after the state and federal governments announced a funding rescue package this morning. A massive power outage in December left the smelter operating at about a third of capacity. The Victorian government says the contribution of around $200 million to the state's biggest exporter is worthwhile. Samantha Donovan reports.
For 1,600 workers at Alcoa Portland, today's funding announcement ends weeks of uncertainty.
Just relief. You know, that's what it is. Jobs, that's your security of life, you know. It's the main thing in your life. The jobs and your health, they're the two main issues and, you know, you're rich if you've got those two assets.
Robert Vaughan has worked in the Alcoa smelter's pot rooms for 23 years, but an outage in the electrical system in December caused molten aluminium to harden in the pots, costing Alcoa an estimated $1 million a day. The Victorian Treasurer, Tim Pallas, says the Alcoa rescue package will cost the state's taxpayers about $200 million over the next 4 years. The state's Premier, Daniel Andrews, is sure that contribution is worthwhile.
Now, there's always a cost with these sorts of agreements, but I just ask you, if just for a moment, think about the cost involved in 2,000 jobs gone, 2,000 livelihoods gone. Imagine what confidence, imagine what Portland and the Southwest would look like, and imagine what our whole Victorian economy would have to deal with when we had the biggest exporter, one of our proudest companies, gone. That would not be a good day for any of us, today and into the future. So there's a cost, of course. But it's more of an investment, really, and it represents value.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, joined the Premier in Portland this morning. He told the smelter workers the federal government is making a $30 million grant to Alcoa.
We've reached agreement between the company, the state and federal government, support from you, support from your union, to ensure that you have the financial support, the energy you need to keep going with this great plant, the largest exporter in the state of Victoria. Well done to all of you.
Mr Turnbull was asked by a reporter if the assistance package suggests the federal government is now more willing to bail out industries in trouble.
Well, this is a very particular case where because of the breakdown in the electricity supply, you had a huge impact here, and where there is a task of reconstruction or cleaning out of all of those frozen pots, which we've inspected earlier, we take a thoroughly pragmatic and practical approach to this situation. This is a viable business. This is a technologically advanced plant. It was hit with a mishap, a catastrophe that should never have occurred.
Alcoa and power supplier AGL also announced today that after months of negotiations, they've signed a deal to secure the smelter's energy supply. But the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, acknowledges the security of supply will remain an issue.
Real challenge to us is over these next four and a half years is to work with the company, just as we were talking about, to try and make sure they've got the energy they need at a fair and competitive price. No doubt there'll be other issues, not just about power, there'll be other challenges, and we'll be there for this company.
Worker Robert Vaughan is confident today's funding announcement means the Alcoa Portland smelter has a bright future.
I don't think they would have started this place again if they weren't confident that they couldn't run as a profit. So I think it's got a long future. We made good grade metal here, and which is, you know, better than a lot of other smelters. And we do it safely, and yeah, so I think it'll go, you know, for a fair while yet now.
That's Alcoa worker Robert Vaughan ending Samantha Donovan's report.